Right now it is time for sports. It's time to bring in Mike Causey. Morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm all right.
All right. I have not checked any official scoreboards yet for anything that went on in sports last night, so I'll be learning along with everybody else. The Islanders played last night, right?
Yep. They took a 1-0 lead, and then they fell behind 3-1, and then they put on another furious rush in the third period, scoring two goals, one with 4 minutes left, one with 2 minutes left, to make it a 3-3 tie. They went to overtime, and they played terrible in overtime. As I was watching the game, I said to myself, it's only a matter of time until the Flyers put one in, and about 10 seconds later they did. So Flyers beat them 4-3. I don't know what happened to the Islanders in overtime. They just didn't show up. The Flyers played good, but the Flyers played good all game. The Islanders answered them, but overtime, the Islanders just didn't show up. So Islanders still lead that 3-2, and they play Thursday at 7 o'clock. And out west, Vancouver beat Vegas 2-1, so they stay alive in that series. Vegas leads that 3-2. And the other series that's still going on, Colorado and Dallas, they take the ice tonight at 8 o'clock with Dallas up 3-2 in that series.
All right, so there's still lots of action to go there then.
Yeah, three of the four series are still going on.
All right, so what else happened in sports? I'm just completely at a blank. I went to bed early, and I haven't checked anything because I'm looking here right now.
The Crankies finally beat Tampa Bay. They beat them 5-3 yesterday. Some real weird games yesterday. It was like last year again. The Cardinals beat the Reds 16-2. The Braves beat the Red Sox 10-3.
23-5 a game?
I didn't get there yet. The Tigers beat the Brewers 12-1. Indians beat the Royals 10-1, and the Giants beat the Rockies 23-5.
That's a football game.
23-5.
So the Rockies only scored a field goal and a safety.
That was it. 26 stuff, huh?
All those runs? My God.
Mm-hmm. It was in Colorado, so you could say that, but still, I don't care if you're playing on Venus, 23 runs, a lot of runs.
Well, no, just add up all those games and see how many runs were scored.
In all those games?
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Just by the winning team?
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, so that's 16, 26, 38, 48, 71.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. 71 in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games.
Unbelievable.
That's 14 runs a game as an average. That's just the winning team.
Unbelievable.
Ugh. Unbelievable is right.
Well, there went the ERA for most.
I'm sure that things were pretty high already.
Amazing.
Terrible, right?
Yeah. Jeez, unbelievable.
You know what else is terrible?
What?
The Kentucky Derby. Another horse got hurt. Art Collector got hurt, so he's out. So I think that there's 17 horses in the race, I'm thinking. 17, maybe 18, something like that. Okay, so let's just say there's 17. How many horses, morning lines, you know what they are, right, Marshall?
Yeah.
Okay. How many morning lines are single digits? Or say, let's just make it easy for everybody, less than 10 to 1.
I'll say 2.
Close. 3.
Yeah,
you got two horses that are around 8 to 1, 6 to 1, and another horse that's 3 to 5. That's probably going to be one of the lowest prices in the Kentucky Derby history. And I think you got about 8 horses that are 50 to 1. It's ridiculous.
So
it's such a bad race. It's ridiculous.
So it's a weak field. It's a terrible field.
It's a very weak field. I was thinking of what kind of an analogy I can make. So just think back when the heavyweight division was in its heyday.
Yeah.
When you had Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, George Foreman, Ken Norton, and I'm sure I'm missing a couple of big guys,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that big guy that could punch, but what was his name? Buster Douglas. No, not Buster.
No,
what was his name?
Ron Ellis?
Ron Ellis, and there was one other bald guy that could just throw a haymaker and win a fight. Bone Crusher Smith.
But my point is there were a lot of good boxers.
Yeah.
But because there were so many good boxers, anybody could win. But predominantly, Muhammad Ali stood out. All right, so the heavyweight division. So there's no Muhammad Ali. There's no Jimmy Norton. There's no George Foreman. There's no Joe Frazier. All of them guys are gone. And the punching bag was Jerry Quarry, right? Remember
yeah.
Jerry Quarry?
Oh, sure. I saw him. I saw Jerry Quarry fight in Kingston, New York. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you take all them guys out, Jerry Quarry would have been pretty good, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's Tis the Law.
Yeah.
Tis the Law is Jerry Quarry. He's a good horse, but he's not as he's not as good as he looks.
Yeah.
But that's what it's going to appear to be when he wins the Kentucky Derby Saturday.
Yeah, I sat there in the Kingston Municipal Auditorium, and saw Jerry Cooney fight and
Jerry Quarry.
But now here's the thing, Jerry Cooney was also there. Anyways,
was he? I don't think he was around then.
Yeah. At the very end,
Cooney fought in the '80s. Quarry fought in the '70s.
Might have been at the, but I don't know. I got them mixed up. Maybe who knows? But anyway. We used to watch boxing. Like I said, it would come to Kingston, New York. We had the middleweight champion for a couple of in Kingston, New York, for a couple of I think it was a year or two.
I used to go to the Golden Gloves in the Garden with my father.
Yeah,
but
boxing back then also had rivalries. I mean, there were just incredible, incredible rivalries.
It was different stuff. But my point is that you're going to hear every accolade, every adjective saying how great this horse is, but not to his fault, every other big horse has been injured. So he can only run against who he's running against. He's a good horse, but he's not going to be as good as he appears to be. He's running against no one. It's the Kentucky Derby's a terrible race this year. That's none of the fault of the horses.
No.
It's the way that it got laid out because of the illness that's floating around, and it is what it is. But by no means is this horse, in my opinion, as good as other Triple Crown winners. And I think he'll win the Triple Crown, but it's
a different
year. It needs three asterisks next to it, not one.
All right. So there we go. And let's talk about your pick at RobinHoodRadioDailyBugle.com under Kazi's Corner.
No. See, you still don't get it right.
What?
What goes on there, I don't say on radio.
Oh, that's right. People have to go there to see
it. They got
to
go look
so
at it.
So if you want the extra pick, go to RobinHoodRadioDailyBugle.com or else go to this podcast, and I got the link to the pick there. There you go. That's right.
There you go. But today's radio pick,
yep,
up at Saratoga's in the eighth race, it's a mile and an eighth on the dirt for State Breds, 40,000 optional claimers. We're going to stay right on the rail. Go to a horse that hasn't raced since the end of February, but he's training very well for George Abreu, who's winning at 30% up there this meet. Has one of the top jocks in Jose Rosario, who is just riding phenomenally up there. The one horse, Freaky Styly, the son of Scat Daddy out of a Cinco de Mayo mare. Even if it rains up there today, folks, this horse will put a good run in. The first two times out of the box, as a maiden, this horse came out at Saratoga running 7 furlongs last summer. Ran second in both of those. Since then, this horse has put it together pretty well downstate at Belmont and Aqueduct last winter and fall. Has the big layoff. Comes off the bench for Abreu. Should sit a nice trip from the rail, save some ground, get the job done. There's two favorites in here. One is 7-5, one's 8-5, but I think Freaky Styly gets the trip and wins the prize today. So our radio pick is in the eighth race at Saratoga today, the one horse, Freaky Styly.
And if you want the internet pick, go to RobinHoodRadioDailyBugle.com, click on Kazi's Corner, and get the internet pick.
There you go.
All right, Mike, I finally learned it. And as you were sounded like a little frustrated, like most of my teachers were with me when I was in high school.
No, that's all right. I'm a teacher. I have patience.
All right. Have patience.
And now, what day is today? Today's Wednesday?
Today's Wednesday, yeah.
So tomorrow, I think we'll give our Saratoga pick, but then we'll go to some plays for stakes at Churchill Downs on Friday on Oaks Day, and then Friday we'll also give our Saratoga pick, and we'll make some plays for Saturday's Churchill Downs Kentucky Derby card.
All right. We'll check with you mañana.
It'll probably be the first time ever I don't make a Kentucky Derby pick.
All right. Well, let's see if that happens in history.
We'll see. Maybe something will jump out at me.
All right. Hey, Mike, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.